Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to Victorious Living. Victorious Living. Yes, yes, yes. We are just grateful to have you with us. Yes, this day we are happy to have you with us. We thank God for just allowing us to come together. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God. We thank God. What a mighty God. Yes, yes. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, yes. We thank God. Truly, truly, we thank God. What a blessing. What a blessing. We give him all praise. We give him all honor. Belongs to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And we just thank him. We thank him for Jesus. We thank him for his son. Yes. We thank him for his son. Yes. We are just grateful today to have you with us. Hallelujah. And we give him praise. We give him adoration. Yes, yes, yes. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we know that we always start off with prayer at each time we meet. So we just want to start off with lifting up our moms, lifting up our sisters, lifting up females, lifting up the widow, lifting up our girlfriends. Yes, we just want to lift up the woman, the women that are all around us. Yeah, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. Oh, yes. We thank God. We thank God. We are truly blessed. We are truly blessed this day. Yes, we are. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. Thanking you, Master, for just allowing us to see this day, God. This was a day that we had never seen before, God. But this morning, we open up our eyes and we embrace the day that was new, that was fresh, that was welcoming us to come in. Oh, God, we are just grateful today, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you all praise, Master. We thank you, God. We thank you for womanhood, oh, God. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank you, God. Oh, Master, we ask that you look upon the families all over the world, all over, God. Look upon woman, oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. We are just grateful today, God. And we just want to say we thank you. We thank you. Oh, God, if we had 10 million tongues, we could never appreciate you more, God. Oh, God, we are just grateful. We thank you for Jesus. Oh, we thank you for him, oh, God. Hallelujah. We give praises this day. And we ask that you keep us mindful, oh, God, of who we are. Our walk with you, oh, God. We ask you right now in Jesus' holy name. We pray. Yes, we pray. And we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we give him praise. We give him praise. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God that we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that we are approaching what the world calls Mother's Day. Yeah. We know that this is actually to take place on Sunday. Yeah. But we also know that those of us who are real children to our real moms know that it's not just one day that we acknowledge our moms. Amen. 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 I want to just acknowledge those dads who wear those multi hats. Yeah. Yes. There are some dads who wear those hats as well. Yes. Yeah. We want to acknowledge dad. Yes. Yeah. That we let him know that we see him. We see how he combines, how many times he combs his daughter's hairs and how he washes their clothes and he irons their clothes. Yeah, that we see you, Dad. We see you. We see you there cooking their dinners and tucking them in at night. We see you too. Yeah. While mom is either serving our country or hospitalized, or maybe mom is in heaven looking at all these activities that are going on with her kids, her family. Yeah. Acknowledge you, Dad. Yeah, for your endeavorance that we see. We see you, Dad. Yeah, we see you. Oh, God, we bless you, Dad. Mm-hmm. Turn with me quickly to 1 Timothy, and that's chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Mm-hmm. I hope you have your water. Mm-hmm. Go get your water. 1 Timothy chapter 5, and we're going to start with verse 2, and it states here that treat the older women as you would your mother, and treat the younger women with all purity as your own sisters. Ooh. Mm-hmm. So here we see Paul is teaching. We're in the Book of Timothy, and Paul is teaching us how to treat our elderly, the elderly women, just as we would our moms, our mothers, as we are to treat the younger women with purity and with respect, mm-hmm, as you would your own sister. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So here we also see that the word widow is a woman who has lost her spouse by death and has not remarried. We also know that there is what we call the widower. Yeah. Mm-hmm. ER. It's the man who has lost his spouse by death and has not remarried also. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And verse 3, it says here that the church should care for any widow who has no one else to care for her or him. I may add. Agreed, agreed. In many cases, the church should step up in this area. Yeah, should step up. Uh-huh. And do what you're called to do. If she has children, listen to me well. The voice. Mm-hmm. The voice. If she has children or grandchildren, their first responsibility is to show godliness at home and repay their parents by taking care of them. Are you listening to me? Huh. Yeah. Glory to God. Mm. Woman who has been the joy of our lives. Woman who many times, when we were sad, she came in and brought joy in the house. Yeah. We're talking about a woman today. Yeah. The caregivers, here are you. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Concerned daughters, overzealous sons or grandchildren. Step up. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you took grandmother to dinner or even cooked something for her or just called to check on her? Uh-huh. Yeah. Look at yourself. Oh, this is self-examination. Self-examination. She has the everlasting love. Hallelujah. The everlasting love. Verse 5. But a woman who is true, a true widower, who is truly alone in this world, has placed her hope in God. Night and day, she asks God for her help and spends much time in prayer. Yeah. Look at that. Look at this. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. The widower. The widow woman, or in today's society, it could be the widow's man. Yeah, the widower. Yes. Look at that. This verse is clearly reminding us that some women think that if their sugar daddy, are you listening to me? The sugar daddy or the man friend should break off the relationship, would not this be considered a widow? No, this is not a widow. A widow is one, I will repeat, one who has been married, had a spouse, had a husband, yes, and he or she is no longer present. They're deceased. Let's be clear about this. Let's be clear. No sugar daddy. Yeah, come on now. Mm-hmm. We should never forget our elders. A widow is a female who, a widow is a female who was married to a male and she and he died. And there disqualifies her to be called a widow. Yeah, a widow. Mm-hmm. Verse 6, but the widow who lives only for pleasure is spiritually dead. When we say only for pleasure, what are we talking about here? Yeah. This is what I explained in verse 5. Yeah. There are people who go into sexual sin because their mate has passed on. Are you listening to me? You want to have a man and keep getting his financial support, from your husband. Are you listening to me? And if you marry, you will lose the benefits from that mate, from that first husband. You become trapped in a spiritual choke. Are you listening to me? A spiritual chokehold that Satan has in place. So what we're saying here is that the pleasure, the pleasure is being with one man and reaping the benefits of another. Yeah, yeah. We just can't do that. We cannot do that. Not us. Not the believer. Not those who have spent so many times, so much time in prayer and interceding and intercessory prayer for our families and our loved ones and to better ourselves in Christ and to grow. We will not fall in this trap. Are you listening to me? Stop it. Know God. Know that God is the sustainer. He is the keeper. Know this. Glory to God. Know it. Know it for yourself. Hallelujah. Know and recognize the traps that Satan has put in place. Yeah. This portion of the lesson is a topic for all of us to start a new relationship. Right. To keep yourself chastened, free from sexual sin. Yeah. Can I do that? Yes, you can. Of course, it will appear to you that it's very hard because this is the game that Satan sets up. He makes us all feel that we are inadequate. We are incapable of doing what God says that we have the ability to do. Verse 7, and it says, give these instructions to the church so that the widows who support so that the widows you support will not be criticized. Criticized. When we say being criticized, this indicates that the false proving way. So it says again, give these instructions to the church so that the widows you support, who the church should be supporting, will not be criticized. Why? Because the reason is, this should be given to the church is no one today teaches the importance of taking care of the widow. Yeah. Let's say there is someone, there is some churches, there is some leaders that are actually doing it. But we don't hear it enough. Yeah, we don't hear it enough. No one discusses this. We choose to look the other way. Yeah, and continually line our own pockets. Yeah, what am I saying here? We're not trying to help anybody. We only want to help ourselves. Yeah. Yeah. And what's so bad about this whole thing is that Satan has a way to make us all feel like we're all in the same pot together. And that is not so. God is telling us right here in this lesson that a widower is a widower. And that a widow is a widow. He's showing us, bringing complete clarity to whom we are to assist. Verse 8. Those who won't care for their own relatives, especially those living in the same house, have denied what we believe. Such people are worse than the unbelievers. Are you listening to what I'm saying? What am I saying here? We see that today, younger family members live in the same house with their aging parents. And they refuse to care properly for them. Mm-hmm. They refuse. Many times we hear that the elderly person is not eating right. They don't have anybody to take them to church. They miss their doctor's appointments. Where are you, family? Where are you? Where are you? Verse 9. A widower or a widow who is put on the list for support must be, I'm just going to tell you, I left it blank. They must be blank who is at least 60 years old and was faithful to blank. Are you going to fill that in? Look at verse 9. Mm-hmm. Clearly look at this. The list just so happened is one that the church is supposed to have. Mm-hmm. Then we see that the support should be for a woman, but today we could very well come to the aid of a male. Why I say that? Because we have some men who have aged, and they are widows. So we can't exclude them. Yeah. They don't have any family also. Look at verse 10. Verse 10. I said blank again. Blank must be well respected by everyone because of the good she has done. Has she brought up blank children well? Has blank been kind to strangers? Has she served others, Christians, humbly? Has blank helped those who are in trouble? Has blank always been ready to do good? Now, let's be real clear. Let's be clear. Mm-hmm. As we look at this verse 10, we should hope that the widow has these characteristics. Wouldn't we hope that? Look at ourselves. Maybe we are not a widower. But do we have these characteristics going? Yeah. Are we always helping somebody? Are we trying to lead someone in the right direction? Look at this. It says, but most of the time, she may only have a portion, maybe just a portion of these things going on. Just a portion, just a little bit. Should we throw her under the bus? Should we act like we don't know who they are? Should we act like we don't know that they are in need of something at some point and sometime? Should we give them a deaf ear? Yeah. The one who was the intercessor, who interceded for the church at one time. The one that was the battle axe that would go down on the knees and call on God for the church. Are we supposed to turn our back? Yeah. Yeah. Are we supposed to act like we don't see? Mm-hmm. Look at this next verse. Verse 11. It talks about the younger widow. Mm-hmm. And it says, should not be on the list. The young widow, they said it should not be on the list. Why? Because their devotion to Christ and they will, and their will to remarry. Let me bring clarity to this. Yeah, let me get a little clarity with this here. And it says, the younger widows should not be on the list because their physical desires will overpower their devotion to Christ and they will want to marry, to remarry. So what are we saying here? Look at this. Look at it real good. The young widow should not be on the list. Why? Because of their physical desires, their desires to have sexual relationships. Let's be clear. Yeah. Will overpower their devotion to God. So since we have these feelings, we got all this going on, we have forgotten God. That's what this verse is saying here. Uh-huh. It's saying that you shouldn't be on the list. You shouldn't be on the list to receive assistance. You should be getting a husband so that way you can be chastened and be under control with your sexual needs. This is what it's saying here. Look at it very good. Mm-hmm. It says because their physical desire, that's it, will overpower their devotion to Christ. Yeah. And they will want to remarry. Now, this is not the case in many times. Yeah. Because God has a way to keep you. Let me tell you. God is a keeper. Yes. Did you hear me say that we had the warriors? The intercessors who went down, who was the voice crying in the wilderness many times for the church, who had joy, unspeakable joy, when nobody else had joy. Yeah. So, again, we see that in this verse, it's lumping everybody together. It's lumping everyone together. It's saying that this is how we should perceive younger women. But all younger women that are widows are not this way. Yeah. They're all not. It says here, this is where true leadership comes into play. The younger widow should not be completely thrown under the bus, but she, if with children, should receive aid that is seen by leadership of the church. She should not be so quick. She should not be guided so quickly into finding a man, finding a husband, or getting married, or going into a relationship that God has not ordained. Let's be clear. God is not interested in anyone getting with someone just to get money. That is not our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ desires. Are you listening to me? Never. It never been, it never was, and it never will be. Yeah. When God puts a man and a woman together, yeah, the motivation is behind love, respect, and caring for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's who he is. That's what he does. Yeah. He's awesome. Yeah. It's not just because you're in need of something. We see that he has put things in place, but a lot of times the things that God has put in place, people do not want to abide by the rule. So we see here, the question should be, should the younger widow be treated differently from the seasoned widow? That's the question. Should she be treated differently? Yeah. No, she should not. She should not. Of course, she should be encouraged to remarry. Yeah. Because she's young and she has a full life ahead. But she should also be allowed to grieve and to have her period of mourning, what we call, for her mate. that is no longer present. Yeah. And for whom he will send. See, that's the thing. Who he will send. It's not about her going, look for nobody. Look at that. In the book of Genesis, it says, a man, listen to me, let me be clear with this today. A man is supposed to leave his father and his mother. And it says he will find himself a wife. You will never see that a woman is to leave and start looking. See, this is why we see all these things are out of sync today. Women are constantly looking. Women are so eager. Women are trying to match somebody. Women is trying to, you're just trying to do things that God is the one. That's his job. That's not your job. Yeah. Take your hands off of that. Glory to God. You want to know many times why things are not going right? It's because you don't know your place. Yeah. Allow God to be God. And for us to be his children. Yeah. Yes. And in this lesson, God is telling us how he takes care of the widower. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How he can take care of the one who interceded for the church when they were young. How the one who was the battle axe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How the one who got up many times and taught the younger women what thus said the Lord. How this one had the voice. And how now that voice has silent, has twinkled on down, and is in need for the same place that they had invested so much of time, so much of effort in, to reach back and help that widow. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Yeah, church, it's time for us to stand up and do what we're supposed to do in the eyesight of our God. The one unspeakable joy. The one who is the glue that holds the family together. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Yes. The one. Mm-hmm. Who is the heart of the family. Glory to God. Are you listening to me today? Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, if, Master, any of us are guilty of any of these things today, we ask you, O God, to prick our hearts, O God, prick our minds, Master, that we will desire to make a change, just a change. A change will suit this case. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. And we say, bless all moms. Yeah. Bless you. Yeah. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday evening. And, of course, Sunday evening, 7 to 8, God Favorite Ministries with Pastor Vivian George. And, again, enjoy your weekend, Mom. Yeah. Your weekend, girlfriends. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Enjoy your time with your family. Amen.